Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
I know for a fact, Woods, that your wife, Hannah, who is featured in our open there to Don't Do This, would be calling a Don't Do This on you this morning. Don't film your spouse while they sleep and then post that video on the internet.
Well, as I mentioned earlier,
is that not a clear don't do this in your mind?
No, because go look at her thread. She's posted three videos that she had of me snoring, which she has posted previously. Payback. Like I said earlier, a lot of people love to give out medicine, and they don't like to taste their own medicine, Ben. Love to dish it out. Love it. Hate when they get it back. Hate it. So I got her.
I do not endorse this.
I got her last night.
I'm not a huge medicine disher.
No, you don't dish a lot of medicine.
I dish a little on the golf course.
He is such an ass talker. We're on the same team, and he was talking it yesterday. We're literally working with, trying to work together.
I actually felt bad when you sculled one over the green, and I said, good news, Woods,
the bunker stopped it. I'm like, you stupid.
I caught that.
Yeah, good news, the bunker stopped it. And I'm just raging inside because it's the only skull I hit yesterday. One. Oh, you're such a monster out there. It's just so subtle. It's subtle. We're on the same team.
I know. We were. Paulie was the star, though, with his chip-in birdie from the bunker to win the critical skins that delivered us the victory over the Emo Brown podcast.
Oh, my
guys.
God. It was the shot of the decade.
Very fun. Very fun.
Great day.
Otherwise, my back is sore this morning from carrying all of you the entire round.
Yeah, I mean, we would have won in a...
Oh, my God.
Oh, look who's here. The boss man. Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Look at this guy. What's he doing?
He's got a phone screen for us. Look at that. He's going out and answering phone calls.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Did you approve my vacation yet? He's going to murder us. Speaking of golf, Ben, a cause has been determined in the wreck that Tiger Woods had, the single car accident that happened in L.A. Excessive speed.
Wow.
And I mean the speed of the car, not he was on speed.
Okay, well, so we did this last week on the Rinder Report. They announced that they had determined a cause but weren't going to release it.
Right. Right.
So what happened?
They decided to release it. It's that sheriff, Villanueva. They have a difficult job, and there's no doubt. He likes the attention a lot. He likes the cameras, the attention, very much so. And had came out and said, look, a cause has been determined. The investigation has concluded. It's completed, signed, sealed, and delivered. But, yeah, so TMZ actually got the report that he actually sped up at the time of the wreck. Maybe it was a reactionary thing, instinct or whatever, and the car picked up a lot of speed right before he went into the wreck. And obviously he paid the price for it, but he's on the road to recovery.
I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people out there who don't believe it and are looking for the real cause of the accident. And like OJ was looking for the real killers. Sometimes the obvious explanation is the one. At the very beginning of this, everyone said, you know, this is a fairly treacherous stretch of road, downhill and curvy, that you get a lot of accidents when people just don't realize and they're going too fast down the hill. Well, as it turns out, the cause of the accident was Tiger was going too fast down the hill and lost control of his car and went over the side, like apparently many others have done in that exact same stretch of roadway. Is it his fault? Yeah. Should he have been more careful? Was he driving in his car? It was a courtesy car, you know, that you're not quite as familiar with the handling, perhaps. And, he made a mistake as a driver and paid a very serious price for it. Nearly lost his life and is going to be out for months and months. And I know he's bummed. Justin Thomas said, I talked to Tiger, really bummed that he's missing the Masters with everyone out there this week. Wasn't it the Champions? They left an open seat at the Champions dinner last night in honor of Dustin Johnson putting together the menu for the Champions dinner. Tiger didn't get to be there. So, speed was the cause of the accident.
Indeed.
I got one for you from yesterday. And my don't do this is actually going to go to Chicago Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras. Now, you can argue with this one a little bit, but Wilson Contreras got hit by old friend Brad Boxberger. You remember him? He's now pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. He was trying to close out a 4-0 lead for the Brewers in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nobody out when pitch got away from him a little bit inside. Hit Wilson Contreras, and Contreras took exception. So much so that, started the whole jawing thing. Eventually, the benches cleared. It wasn't a giant brawl. But here's the don't do this for me. If you go back and look at video of the game, and people have posted videos, Wilson Contreras absolutely, leans into almost every pitch to try to get hit over and over again. And then when he does get hit...
Yeah, he gets butthurt.
He acts as though... someone has personally offended him or is trying to take away his livelihood. The guy dives his elbow about halfway over the plate on some of these swings in order to try to, get on base and get a hit by pitch. So then to do that and then react as though, oh my God, I can't believe someone would pitch me inside, the nerve of some of these pitchers, when if you watched Boxberger's pitch, it didn't look like a purpose pitch. It was a pitch that sailed maybe 3 inches off the inside part of the plate and getting nicked him going by. Now, the Brewers did hit the Cubs a lot in this series, multiple times per game from what I was reading. So, maybe that's just a holdover.
You just get
from
worn out,
some bad blood. Division rivals, they're located very close. It's kind of basically like L.A. and San Diego in terms of the distance between the two cities.
And the Cubs are like, look, you guys are big leaguers, you know how to spot up, around the plate. Stop hitting us. We're tired of getting plunked. We've been hit 7 times. It wears you out. It's got to wear you out after a whole series of just getting dotted. When you head up there. But those two teams, they really don't like each other. It's one of those kind of, you got Cubs Cardinals is a really good one, but that Cubs Brewers, it gets pretty dicey at times.
And that is don't do this for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, our phone lines are open, 833-288-0973. You know what we're talking. We're talking Padres baseball. We're talking Fernando Tatis Jr. and how to possibly keep this super stud on the field despite his shoulder injury after the news yesterday that he's going on the injured list, but maybe for just 10 days. If you've got some thoughts, 833-288-0973. You can join us coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.